Digital Media Insider, Episode 3, October 16, 2006. Welcome to Digital Media Insider from O'Reilly.com. On our website, we explore the future of audio, video, and photography to help you get more creative with technology. I'm David Bettino, and I edit the audio section of the site. This week, we dive into my very first article for O'Reilly, Sneaky Tricks for Speech Synthesizers. It all started when I upgraded my copy of Spellcatcher, a system-wide spelling checker. Spellcatcher is one of my favorite programs, but it has one big, annoying flaw. The error sounds are awful. Listen to the hiss, microphone thumps, and zombie-like performance.
Misspelling. Capitalization. Punctuation. Curious.
I headed over to the AT&T online speech synthesizer and type in some replacement alert sounds. The web page rendered them as WAV files. I loaded them into Spellcatcher, and I was off. Here's the rich voice, flagging a capitalization mistake.
Capitalization.
You can find a link to the AT&T speech synthesizer at digitalmedia.oreilly.com. The fun thing about this synth is that it comes with foreign voices as well. I decided I'd rather have a French maid announce my errors.
Capitalization.
It's also fun to feed nonsense words to the speech bots. Here's a mumbling Latina. I've used that sound for a gentle error message, as well as ambience in a soundtrack. Here's another happy accident, this time with a British voice.
Boop, bop, sneedly snop, snip, snap, sneedly bap.
While I was tightening up the rhythm of that sample in Ableton Live, I got an email from my friend Mark. He complained that his digital recorder had malfunctioned during a jam session and produced a burst of noise. He included a clip of the noise, so I plopped it into Live and chopped it into a groove with volume envelopes. Then I added a drum loop from a BT sampling CD, a drum fill from Propellerhead Rebirth, some keyboard samples from an Access Virus, and a politician. Here's the result. The AT&T speech synth works by combining short recordings of actual speakers, but there's a purer type of speech synthesis as well. It's called formant synthesis, and it works by modeling the vocal tract. As we talk, the movement of our vocal cords, throat, and lips causes certain frequencies, or formants, to stand out. By varying those parameters, formant synthesis can create new types of sounds, like this Macintosh whisper voice.
Hello, Dave. Shall I check your email?
When I interviewed Robert Henke of Ableton for my book, he told me how that voice became one of his signature sounds.
I have a few sounds which are probably associated, meanwhile, with my work. I made once a sample of a plain talk, whispering voice, and I completely deconstructed it using some granular techniques. And from this deconstructed sound, I made a loop, and this is an all-time favorite. I mean, like, you can, on stage, I always use it. If I don't know what to do next, I just turn up this loop, and then I can think for a while.
There's something about vocals that just, it's so attention-grabbing. It's like the eyes in a painting or something. You just can't avoid it when you come to the vocals
that's,
in the
that's
mix.
That's why I usually don't use them, because they're Well, vocals have two problems. The one problem is the significance. Even if you don't know the text, if you have a piece with vocal, it's a piece with vocals. And the other thing is that vocals usually have to say something. Mm-hmm. And lyrics is a really ugly chapter of music, I think.
One thing, at least in English, I noticed that instruments are usually described in vocal terms. You'll talk about a wailing guitar, or, you know, a screaming something or the other.
Screaming lead sound.
Screaming lead, that thing, yeah. But it seems there must be some sort of expressiveness associated with vocals that other instruments are trying to duplicate or emulate.
Well, I mean, it's true. That's probably why it's so dangerous to use it, because it's difficult to make music with vocals where the attention is not completely centered on the vocal.
Maybe that's where filtering comes in, that there's the expressiveness of filtering is very much like speech.
If you don't recognize it anymore, then it's fine. Mm-hmm.
If you don't recognize it anymore, it's fine. That was Robert Henke, one of the designers of Ableton Live, explaining how he twists vocals into fresh sounds. We have several tutorials about Ableton Live at digitalmedia.oreilly.com. One of the most twisted examples of vocal dicing I've heard is on the Dictionaryoki site. It combines karaoke backing tracks with words downloaded from online dictionaries, kind of like a primitive version of the AT&T speech synth. Check out this AC/DC song by an artist called the Former Yugoslavia.
Going down. Party.
Time.
My friend.
Are.
Gonna be there.
Too. I'm.
On the.
High. Way. To. Hell. High. Way. To. Hell. I'm.
On the.
High. Way. To. Hell.
Here's a mellower tune, produced by an artist called Mittelschmerz.
Tall
and tan
and
young
and
lovely.
The girl from the
Ipanema
goes
walking
and
when
she
passes
each
one
she
passes
goes.
Ah.
There are 100 of these songs on the Dictionaryoki site, along with directions for making them on your computer. See digitalmedia.oreilly.com for links. Of course, there are dedicated singing synthesizers as well. Back in 1961, researchers at Bell Labs programmed this famous song on a mainframe computer.
Daisy, Daisy, give me your answer to. I'm half crazy, all for the love of you.
Director Stanley Kubrick was touring Bell Labs at the time, and he was so inspired that he later used the song in 2001, A Space Odyssey. One of my favorite singing synths is Dalai Lama, which simulates the sound of a Tibetan monk. It's a free VST plugin, though the authors request that you make a donation to Tibet if you like it. You can play Dalai Lama with a mouse, but when you play it by MIDI, the mod wheel controls vibrato, pitch bend controls the vowel sound, and CC13 controls the throat shape. Here's an example of throat shape, vibrato, and vowel changes. You can read more about MIDI controllers in Jim Aiken's article, Bring Your MIDI Music to Life, at digitalmedia.oreilly.com. Jim also wrote a buyer's guide to MIDI hardware called Choosing and Using MIDI Controllers. Another interesting synth is VocalWriter, which combines a MIDI sequencer with a sound generator. According to the programmer, conventional sequencers don't work well for singing synthesis because the synthesizer needs to look ahead to determine how to make transitions between words. Here's an example using one of the main VocalWriter voices.
She's out of my life. She's out of my life. And I don't know whether to laugh or cry. I don't know whether to
What's unique about VocalWriter is that it can also sing with instrumental sounds. Here's a singing trumpet, guitar, and bass. Probably the most advanced singing synthesizer today is Yamaha Vocaloid. Here's an excerpt of a Japanese song produced with it. Soundwork company Zero G sells English voices for Vocaloid. The voices are based on recordings of actual singers. Here's a demo of the Leon voice by composer Joe Hogan.
Come on, yeah, yeah. Sing to me, baby.
And here's the Lola voice, demoed by Andy Power. Interesting how humans and machines are converging. The Vocaloid singers sound similar to human ones who have been overprocessed with pitch correction software. When Jim Aiken reviewed Vocaloid, he thought it was realistic but bland. It can sing, he said, but it can't shout, moan, or whisper. It's utterly devoid of emotion, so why bother? To me, one reason is to explore the edges of sound. By cranking Vocaloid parameters to extremes, you get noises that are alien yet still strangely human. Check out this piece by Joe Hogan. Perhaps the best use of robo-vocals is to serve as a foil to a real vocal. That tasty contrast of the smooth serving platter and the lumpy, sizzling roast. In the next clip, Andy Power sings and plays guitar while Vocaloid handles the background vocals.
So you're planning to go like a dreamer over the fence to where the grass is looking greener. Well, I know a little bird told me so. A little bird told me there and then how you've changed.
There are many more Vocaloid demos on the Zero G site. You can also download a free version of the program that sings only the five words, I love you, my baby, which should be enough for any number of pop songs. See digitalmedia.oreilly.com for links. You've been listening to Digital Media Insider, the official podcast of the O'Reilly Digital Media site. Visit us at digitalmedia.oreilly.com. That's O-R-E-I-L-L-Y. And let us know what creative technologies you'd like to explore. Incidentally, I wrote this theme music using software that I learned about on the site. See the show notes for links. For O'Reilly Digital Media, I'm David Bettina.